Shackleton, brilliantly acrobatic save. Shackleton's corner, Sheridan!
Starting with an attacking play on the second half, just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball, DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones, wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi, runs past Cristiano Ronaldo, passes to Fernandinho, Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones, DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses, but DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in and wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play and this is the VAR show!
Welcome, welcome,
What's up?
To another exciting edition.
What?
Of
what?
The V
A
R show.
See,
you know, for Messi fan, you really like saying that, eh?
See,
I like how you're just gonna brush it off, like, yeah, I know.
See,
yeah, you know,
can't. You see,
yes, you are listening to the VAR show, right?
Yep.
On Active FM, where radio has never been better. And you're listening to the host who does the most,
what,
even when he's making toast.
No way,
the name you can trust. If you put in water, guess what?
What,
it will not rust, DJ. Stones. And you can do a VR check on that one. Yep. And with me over here is the elite. The one.
Yeah.
The only.
Yeah.
Take it from there.
The man on fleek.
Woo.
Always slick.
Uh-huh.
Always clicks.
Uh-huh.
Always ticks.
Uh-huh.
Cannot be mimicked.
Oh!
DJ Sticks. DJ
always
Sticks.
On fleek. Forgot that one still.
Ah, man.
Yes, we have an exciting, exciting show ahead of you guys. You know, there's a lot to talk about.
Ooh.
A lot that has happened in these past few days since the last show.
Mm-hmm.
But
what?
But before we go into that, listen to this Righteous by Chris Richardson. Enjoy.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilley, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
So this is the issue. This is what's happening right now. For many of us right now, for the majority of us, we have attended the most church services we've ever attended. We've worshipped longer than we've ever worshipped before. We've prayed more than we've ever prayed before. We've listened to a bunch of things more than ever before. But the test isn't coming yet. The test is going to be after the quarantine.
I keep a song, chapter 22. It's the daily bread you think you eating. We got plenty food. You gain the whole world just to lose your soul. Gain the whole world just to lose your soul. But for me, I don't need your respect. I praise God with the breath, and I sit proud with my chest. The truth is objective, regardless of your perspective. Prophecy's been happening, soon it'll get hectic. These are the birth pains of the end. If you notice, they call it evil. Good in the world, and you know this. Just give me 5 minutes of your time. I can show this. A dive in the world, gotta focus.
God, I don't want this thing to end unless I have a deeper relationship with you. Are you going to change after this? Just because we received the word doesn't mean that we've changed.
All these ideas up in the mind, yeah. In the middle of devil knows that you.
got me feeling really right. Just left the dark side, now I'm with the light, yeah. Pull up with the scriptures, yeah, I might just pull up with the scriptures, yeah.
Listen, all you people of Judah and Benjamin. In other words, I'll say it like this. Listen to me, everyone's here. I have desire Christ moving. Listen to me, everyone's here. I have rain, listen to me, everyone's here. I church of Pentecost, listen to me, believe.
If God were to open your eyes this moment, you would not.
Yeah, we are back. I hope you enjoyed that tune. I know I did.
Yeah.
And now we're going to step right in. Before going to the main topic, you know, it's time for some, you know, just seeing what happened in the week. Time for some of that football news, you know, some of that, you know, transfer news. Everything, everything that's happening currently in the world of football. Okay, so very interesting enough, one of the biggest ones was the ex-Borussia Dortmund coach just got fired. So he was replaced after their 5-1 defeat against Stuttgart on Saturday.
5-1 home defeat.
We
need to
defeat.
Emphasize that point.
Haaland makes that team. I'm standing to my point now.
Yeah.
Haaland makes that team. Haaland is injured. They lose games in a row at home, 5-1.
No, listen, he does have an impact. And
he has a huge impact.
Yes, and that's obviously good on his side. You know, he's been there for less than a year now.
Yeah.
Almost a year.
Yeah.
Almost a year he's been there, and he's already become the main man.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, that obviously shows the quality that he has.
Yeah.
And the talent that he is.
So they now should sell him and get more players.
Done. Three.
Like Sancho and him together, that's 300 million
You know?
You can really make some good like purchase with him. Just joking. But in serious news, you know, it's not really, it's not nice seeing a coach get sacked, but it's also worth seeing a team not, you know, performing where they should be performing.
Yeah.
And you know, you're looking at Dortmund and they're not where they're supposed to be. And the fact that they're relying on a 18-year-old boy, you know, to hold that team together is a problem.
Yeah. It's obviously a huge problem on their side as well.
Yeah. And now another manager that got sacked is Steven Bielach. I hope I said his name right. Which was the manager from West Bromwich Albion.
Oh, man, already?
Yes, after a year and a half in charge,
the
club has now reportedly replaced him with another coach who has a harder name, right?
Come
I'm going to try saying it to you.
Okay.
Alan Rice. I'm probably saying his name wrong. Alan Rice, right? And they've put him on an 18-month contract.
How dare West Brom sack the very man who brought them back into the Premier League?
Because they need a man who's going to keep them in the Premier League.
No, they weren't doing that bad.
No, no.
Okay, they were.
They were doing very bad. They are currently 19th on the log, you know.
Ooh, but at least they're not 20th, right, you know.
At least, you know, they're how many points away from Arsenal?
You know, Arsenal's...
You know, they're currently at 7, Arsenal at 13. That's what, like 7 points behind them, you
know?
That's
just 2 games, you know.
Yeah, that's like 2. If
they face Arsenal, then they're going to cover the 3 points.
Yes.
And then they have 4 points to go.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, so 3 games and they could... Arsenal, well, that's actually shocking. You know, 3 games and Arsenal could be in the relegation spot, eh?
Ooh.
No, they're actually, 8 plus 8, 16. That's the point gap difference between 18th position and 13th position.
No
right?
way.
So that's it's actually 17, so it would be 9 points. A 9-point difference between 18th position and mid-table, which is about 13th place. So I was just making sure, 12th place, right? So Arsenal is currently sitting in 15. So Fulham in 3 games,
ooh,
right? That's 3, 6, 9 points, win 3 games in a row, and Arsenal draws or loses any of their next 3, could actually fall down into the relegation spot.
What?
That is very scary to think of, you know?
That is very, very crazy. Reigning FA Cup winners.
You know, Community Shield winners.
Community Shield winners.
In the Europa League. Imagine they win Europa and then get relegated.
That would be a first.
I think they'd actually be able to pull a treble, you know?
Yeah.
They can win the Sky Bet Championship, FA Cup, because they seem good at that.
Yeah, that's their baby.
And Europa.
Damn. Top 3 trophies.
Because when I get kicked out of UEFA again, you know?
Yeah.
They can't survive in UEFA. Mm. But yeah, so for the ex-West Brom manager, all the best in getting a new team.
Hopefully the new team won't betray you.
And, you know, talking about West Brom, looking at some of the highlights of this, you know, this past few days.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Right. One day ago.
Man City took on the infamous West Bromwich Albion, the hardest team in the league.
Right.
Know? And they took them to a draw.
Yes, we fought.
Y'all fought very well.
Yeah.
In what must have been the hardest game of the season.
It's definitely top 5.
Definitely top 5.
Tough game. Both teams just dominating each other.
You know, holding each other
There was no one team that was dominating the match at
all. This game decides the league, you know. Both these teams right now are playing at peak performance.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, probably there's a listener there who's thinking, what the hell are they speaking about? That was a horrible game. We're being very sarcastic right now. That was a horrible game.
Yeah.
If you are a Man City player, that was horrible. If you weren't a Man City player, then that was actually wasn't bad for West Brom. They held their own. They did very, very well.
Yeah.
I think they should be proud for taking a point, 2 points off of Man City, you know? That's not an easy job.
At Etihad.
At the Etihad
at
Stadium.
At the Etihad. Yes, from our side, we apologize for that game to all the fans. You know, a managerless team isn't supposed to do what they did yesterday.
Yep.
But I apologize.
You guys got beaten by a person who has a new coach.
You know, unlike Manchester United,
we win this game, we make the length between us even longer.
I know, I am aware of that. How far are we now? 4 places, 4 places apart.
Currently, with your guys' draw at hand.
Okay, we know.
Right? We are now Matt on the spot. Matt is always my favorite. We guys are 1 point away from you guys. But if we win, that means we will have 2 points ahead of you. Wait, I'm reading the wrong place.
You guys are going to be...
Yes, no, I'm reading the right place. We are 2 points behind you.
2 points right now.
No, we have the same amount of points. Sorry, I was reading the wrong place. Yes, we have the same amount of points.
But you guys have a game in hand, of course.
But we have a game in hand.
Do you?
Yes, because you played yesterday.
Ah. Interesting.
So that means if we win our game, we go to 23 points. That puts us at the same amount of points as Southampton.
Woo! the hottest team in the Premier League. At
the hottest
moment.
Team in the Premier League. They're so hot that even if we get to them, right?
Yes.
They're still beating us by guess what?
Guess what?
Goal difference.
No way.
They scored more goals than us.
GD.
Can I please take a moment to understand that Southampton has scored more goals than Man City?
No way. You lie.
And Man United.
You lie.
They have more goals than Leeds, Arsenal, Newcastle, Crystal Palace combined.
Crazy. Crazy.
It's insane.
The Hammers.
Wait, I actually can't. I actually cannot understand this. My mind is not here right now.
This doesn't even happen in FIFA.
You know.
can we start there? Manager career. You will never see this kind of stuff. This
like, is, this you play with stuff. Southampton and you win the league, but you still have less goals than Man United and City. That's how it works, you know? Now, just quickly jumping into some of the weekend games. So, yesterday, Chelsea also played Wolverhampton Wanderers, lost 2-1, which was very great for Man United supporters because that means that we have the opportunity to get into top four. On Friday, Leeds took on West Ham United, losing 2-1. So Leeds lost 2-1.
What?
Wolves lost to Aston Villa. Newcastle beat West Brom. Man United versus Man City was one of the most... Yeah, it was a nice game. Kind of enjoyed it. Wish there was more goals like you'd normally expect from a derby match like that.
Yeah.
You know? Everton beat Chelsea. So Chelsea has lost 2 games in a row.
Mm.
Southampton beat Sheffield United 3-0.
Ooh.
Southampton is on a roll.
Ooh.
You know? These 2 games were the most happiest things I've ever seen, you know? It made me very, very happy, especially after my team drew. Crystal Palace took Tottenham to a draw. I was so happy.
Ah.
I was like, thank you.
Yes.
There's no gap difference. Fulham took Liverpool to a draw.
What?
Do you know Fulham could have won that match?
Could what?
They could have won that match.
Ugh. You know,
a free kick gone wrong ends up with a penalty because the defender, as he jumps, it hits his hand and changes the direction of the ball.
Ooh.
So penalty is given, and obviously Mo Salah is going to bag that penalty, you know? But personally, I'm not a fan of that. I think that, because as you look at that, it's not like he purposely, it's not like he, you know, moved his hand to try to hit the ball.
He was covering,
which he's supposed to do, and he jumped, you know. Now, you look at, I think, 2 or 3 seasons back where PSG versus United and the penalty that Rashford got. You know, the problem with that one was that Kimpembe got into the path of the ball. So he was not originally there and he moved into the path of the ball
to
covering his hand.
Okay.
Right? That is a pin. Now that this guy is in a free kick position. He's definitely going to be in front of the ball.
Yeah.
He's going to jump.
He has to jump.
His hands are tucked into his body. That shouldn't be given as a penalty.
Yeah.
But either way it was, so we can't complain. Match was over. Next game was Leicester City beat Brighton 3-0. And shockingly, Burnley beat Arsenal 1-0.
But wait, are we really shocked?
At this point, you know, if Arsenal wins UEFA, I wouldn't be shocked. I feel like they're just so much, they're full of so much surprises that you just don't know what's going to happen next, you know? They beat Chelsea FA Cup. Mm. They beat Liverpool Community Shield. They lost to Burnley.
Bam.
You never know. It's
Arsenal.
Like, it's like there's just, before every match, they roll a dice. Ah, 2-1s, down.
No way.
Ah, we have to lose this game, you know?
We're on a roll.
Roll a dice. 2 sixes, definitely gonna win this match. I feel like that's them now, you know?
That's
like, nothing they do now shocks me.
Mm.
You know, Aubameyang scoring his first goal in a while, which was an own goal.
How dare you?
I feel so sorry for him. You know, after him getting that contract extension, it hasn't been too good for him, you know?
Yeah.
He's yet to score since he got that extension.
What?
But we're still hoping for the best, you know. We're hoping for the best. He's going to come out right. He just needs to score. Even if the goal he scores is stupid, like a stupid tap-in or a mistake from the keeper or something, he just needs to get a goal under his belt, you know.
He needs that.
He needs
that
to get that mojo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with the past week happening, you know, it was a wrap for UEFA Champions League. And the following teams made it through to the next stage. So in Group A, we had Bayern Munich and Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
Group B, sorry for stopping this, right?
Okay.
Group B was very interesting because all four teams could have made it.
Mm-hmm.
One team could have made it to Europa and the other team would have gone out.
Yeah.
So Madrid could have made it. Any team could have, you know, dropped into Europa or got not like make it for any of the trophies, you know?
Out. Four.
Like out. Like
imagine.
No
that.
Hope. So these are the teams, right, that made it.
Mm.
Real Madrid, top of the group with 10 points.
What? How is that possible?
Gladbach. Right? Second with 8 points. That means Inter could either be kicked out or going to Europa. Right?
Yeah.
And they had one job.
Just one.
Just one job. Because, you know, Madrid did the business, you know. They beat Gladbach.
Came out.
Inter Milan's job was just to beat Schalke.
Done.
And then they drew. That means Schalke is going to the Europa and Inter Milan is going nowhere.
Going back to Serie A.
Yes.
What?
Playing one less game this
Crazy.
Season.
Crazy. That must be some kind of record or something. I promise you.
Group C, Man City and Porto made it through.
Ah, oh, come on.
Group D, with Olympiacos going over to Europa. Group D, Liverpool and Atalanta went through with Ajax going into Europa.
No way.
Group C had Chelsea and Sevilla with Cristadon going into Europa. Group F had Dortmund and Lazio going through with Club Brugge going into Europa.
Mm.
Group G leaders, Cristiano Ronaldo, Juventus, is going through with second place, Messi, Barcelona.
Ah.
And then Dynamo Kyiv going into Europa. And we're not going to talk about Group H.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't talk about Group H. Group H doesn't exist.
Group H? Can we please have Group H?
PSG and Man United went through. Also, United had one job.
One?
One job. Just pull a draw.
Yeah.
You know, just pull a draw.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not asking you to win.
No.
If winning is too much, just park the bus.
Just do it.
Just park the bus.
Yeah, you can.
And then they go on and lose.
Yes.
So the teams that made it through was PSG and RB Leipzig with Man United going through to Europa.
Mm.
I was distraught.
Yeah.
I felt like nobody loved me anymore. I could not understand what was happening.
Mm.
I felt like crying.
Yeah. I can't say that I understand your pain. But I always
the pain exists.
Always try to sympathize with the people, you know.
So, oh wow!
I apologize. I really hope that things go well for you.
Don't need sympathy
in Europa.
Okay, so the draws happened, and we, you know, the matchups weren't that interesting. Besides one, which was the Barcelona versus PSG. For me, that's a huge highlight. And I guess that Let's Go versus Chelsea is also an exciting one. But the other ones was RB Leipzig versus Liverpool.
Come on, that's exciting.
Nah, Liverpool's going to win it.
Are you crazy? Did you see RB against Bayern Munich? Did you see RB against United? Come on.
Liverpool's going to still win it.
Liverpool's going to win it. Liverpool
is going home. So he's thinking Liverpool. I'm not a Liverpool fan, but I'm saying
Liverpool is going
I
out.
See Liverpool taking this one. So you say Leipzig.
Liverpool can't deal with such firepower.
I can't wait for after the match.
Oh, but wait.
No, Van Dijk will not be there. Back? Van Dijk is out for the rest of the season.
Is he?
Yeah.
Then they're out as well.
They're going to make it. I think they're going to make it till the quarters, and that's when it's going to be too much pressure.
No way.
Because then in the quarters, they could draw someone like Dortmund, Barca, Juventus, PSG, Bayern Munich.
They draw Barca.
You know, so it would be a huge, huge problem if they draw a team like that.
But how dare UEFA draw us against PSG so early? Imagine that. Round of 16.
Yeah, that means one of y'all are going out.
No way.
It makes Juventus' life easier. You know, I'm hoping Juventus. If Ronaldo stays in Juventus by the end of the season, till the end of the season, you know, then I hope Juventus wins the UEFA.
I think it will, though.
just so that he can, you know, look at Messi and be like, what have you done? I've won UEFA with three teams already. You know.
What's happening? Where you, Leo?
Like, between your last UEFA and now I've won two UEFA Champions League with two different teams.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? Do you need a hug?
Didn't he win three?
No, as in he's won it already with two different teams. So if he wins it now, it would be winning it with Juventus. But he's won it with Madrid already.
Like four titles.
Yes. So he's won it with Man United. He's won it with Madrid. He's yet to win it with Juventus.
Oh.
So I'm saying if he wins it now with Juventus, since the last time Messi's won a UEFA, he would have won it already with two different teams. That's if they win it this year.
Oh, man.
Okay, so another matchup, like we said, was Atletico Madrid and Chelsea. Very excited to see that. I see Atletico going through.
I don't know.
You know, Giroud, Ziyech, all of them are very good, but Oblak.
But who can stop Giroud?
Oblak can. Oblak stopped the front three of Liverpool last season.
Oblak can.
Yes.
He can.
If no one else can, just know Oblak can.
Mm. Because he'll block all the shots because it's all black.
Stop it. So then Porto and Juventus drew each other. Lazio and Bayern Munich drew each other. Ooh. I see Bayern Munich taking that one.
What?
Atalanta drew Real Madrid. And Gladbach, I'm not going to say their full name. Marcin Gladbach.
Borussia M.
Borussia M, yes. Borussia Gladbach have drawn Manchester City. Ooh. And it'll be very interesting, you know. Obviously, a lot can happen. There is still transfer windows coming up, yeah. You know. Teams can change, you know. Come the match between Barcelona and PSG, and Messi's playing for PSG and not Barcelona, you know.
Yeah, or Neymar's playing for Barcelona.
No, that's PSG. Not going to happen. Okay, not yeah, we can forget about that one, you know. Oh. You can.
Unless the Arabs come through for Barca.
No. No.
Man City, Barca merge.
Barca Pro.
Yeah. Guardiola.
Yes, and then, you know, that's very interesting. And just one piece of Europa news, because, you know, we don't really talk Europa.
But now we have to, because one of us is in there. So we have to do some inclusion.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
How dare you make us talk about Europa?
I don't know what to say. You've literally hurt my feelings.
No, listen, we still care. The VAR show still cares about you. That's why we.
You know, this. Bernardo Silva is in Europa.
Is he?
Yeah. And that's who we're going to be versing. Real Sociedad.
Yeah, and he will.
And we're going to beat them.
No, can't.
What do you mean we can't?
That's a Manchester derby there. He's Manchester City by himself. Representing legend. He will beat you because he has blue blood inside of him.
Can't. Do you know who we're going to have by then?
Yeah.
Sancho. Sancho 2021. Let's go.
Do you see him now?
Who?
Do you know how much is do you know how much he's going to cost?
You're going to pay.
Yeah. I think it's going to be 50 now.
You know, Ronaldo's going to come as well so that Ronaldo can win a Europa and say, I've done something Messi hasn't done.
Again?
Yeah. I've won a Europa.
Yeah. It's amazing how he'll.
With that said, before we speak any more nonsense, you know, I can sense the nonsense oozing out right now, you know. I can feel it in the air tonight. Hold on. Yeah.
Hot presenters.
Ha, this is Gavin Ensign.
The best topics.
How do you turn your heart from being just a normal home to a 5-star hotel?
The hottest music.
Say you love me tender.
The most entertaining presentation.
You are on the movie show.
And in your left corner you have Ryan.
And in your right corner you have Dash.
Everything you could ever want in radio.
Radio has never been better.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. And as we go to our last segment, you know, the closing part of the show, you know, we're going to speak about, so Ballon d'Or decided, you know?
Yeah.
We're not going to do best player of the year.
Yeah.
But because we still need attraction, we still need money, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to send out an award for best team, you know, the best team ever.
Ever.
Yes, so okay. For like ever.
Of all time.
Of all time. So they asked 140 journalists to cast their vote. And the first team, the starting 11, right, was goalkeeper Yashin.
Mm. That's obviously the only goalkeeper who's ever won a Ballon d'Or. Right.
I've never, yes. Yes, he's too old for me to remember him.
Yeah, he was playing in the 60s.
You know, I remember his first appearance, you know.
Do you remember?
I remember I was there, front row.
You were there.
I was there, you know, watching him with his acrobatic, relaxing saves, you know.
Yeah.
Very impressed by how he was moving around, you know.
The TV was HD.
Super HD.
4K, 8K, full color display.
Yeah, so Lev Yashin, the Russian international who won the Ballon d'Or. 1958 was his earliest recorded match. And so he was what was selected as the keeper of the dream team.
Mm.
And then they decided to use 3-4-3.
So 3-4-3.
Yes. Okay. With the one defender being Cafu.
Ooh, Cafu. The Brazilian legend.
The other one being Beckenberg. Yes. And then the other one being Maldini.
Oh, Maldini.
And then the four midfielders was Pele, Matthias, Xavi, and Maradona.
Pele midfield?
Yeah. Pele was a midfielder.
Was he?
Yeah.
No way.
And then the striking three was Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Ronaldo.
Wow.
The second team, right, using a 3-4-2-1.
Okay.
Was Buffon as the goalkeeper, Roberto Carlos as the defender, Baresi as another defender, and Carlos Alberto as the defender. The midfielder was Di Stefano, Rijkaard, Pirlo, Zidane. Attacking midfielders was Ronaldinho and Garagina, with the attacker of Johan Cruyff.
Yay!
The third team.
Right?
Noya as the keeper,
yes.
Lam as the defender, Ramos, yeah. Also using a 3-4-2-1, Ramos as the defender, Breitier as the defender, Iniesta, Nistrek, Didi, and Paltini as the four midfielders, George Best as the attacking midfielder,
yeah.
Thierry Henry as an attacking midfielder, and Van Biersten as the attacking midfielder. Striker,
what?
Is the sole striker, you know. And that was, it's very good to see at least Ramos made it for something. You know, I thought he was going to win for most red cards.
Yeah.
And just another interesting thing that's taking place is FIFA The Best Awards.
Yeah.
Stupid name for an awards, but, you know, it's FIFA, so we don't care. As long as Messi does not win it. Yeah. So, you know, one of the awards that they were planning to give out was Best Agent, which was going to go to Mina Raiola.
Best Agent?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't understand. I'm not even a huge fan of that, you know. Like, why are you giving agents awards?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, the salary.
How do you even test their worth? Like, how much money did you make out of this sale?
Yeah.
Oh, you made 300 million. How much did the player make? 20 million only. Ah, you're the best agent in the world, you know?
You stole that guy's money.
Properly, you know?
Yeah, professional.
Yes, I'm not a huge fan of that. But the best men's player is definitely going to Robert Lewandowski.
Yeah.
Which is going to be very, very awesome to see.
Yeah.
And finally, it's not going to Ronaldo, Messi, you know. I think it's well-deserved. I feel like last year, Van Dijk got robbed. So this year, they're making the right by giving it to the right person.
Yeah.
Being the one and only, Robert Lewandowski. And I'm very, very happy to see that happening, you know.
Yeah.
But it's going to be showcased later on today. If you want to go watch it, you can watch it on the FIFA channel.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be very, very great to see Robert Lewandowski winning, because he won another trophy earlier on this week, which is basically like the Italian version of Ballon d'Or. Because you know Ballon d'Or is owned by the French Football Association, right?
Yeah.
This one was owned by the Italian one. So they are giving, they gave him an award. At least he has something. I'm very happy for him. But that is it for us here at the
V-A-R
Show. But before we go, here are the platforms you guys can find us on. As for the platforms, you guys can get us on Instagram at ActiveFM777.
Yeah.
You guys can get us on Twitter at ActiveFM. You guys can get us on Facebook /ActiveFM. We are on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and many, many more. But from me, the host you can trust, the name you can trust, you put it in water, guess what?
What?
It will not rust. DJ Stones. And with me here,
the man on fleek.
Uh-huh.
Always slick.
Uh-huh.
DJ Sticks.
And we are signing out. Peace.
Reveal yourself to me.